It's Tuesday, and Brother Freedom and I are here, and God's given Brother Freedom a scripture, and the Holy Ghost is going to do something. We just praise you, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, for your goodness, and thank you for all those listeners out there, Lord, that you've even supplied them to. We give you praise and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, we give you praise, we give you glory, honor. We thank you that you're omnipotent, you're perfect. Now, I was reading just in your word just a few seconds ago that you cannot look upon sin because it's in you to destroy sin. And that's what Noah faced. That's what other people faced. It's done your will because you had a plan. Even though there was sin there, you had a way in you. We praise you for that glorious, glorious, glorious touch from heaven. We pray that you touch in a mighty way in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, in the Bible, which is a very special book. In the Revelation, the 21st chapter, in the 7th verse, and the 8th verse, really is very powerful. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful, the unbelieving, I'm going to stop there right now. Fearful, yours truly here, can have it too. It's been so black that I've got a little fear for myself. Not so much for myself, but where people were. The Lord just had to carry me out because I'm like, Lot, get coming out. The Lord says, hey, you can't do nothing about it. You just go on with me and I'll touch you. Come and see the Mokuma. The glory cloud needs to come down to spaces in a space that we don't know about. You know, that's wonderful. We're going to be put in a space that we don't know. It's a condition that God's got his glory. He that dwells in the secret place, that's what he's talking about. Under the shadow of the Almighty. And we have to come into that or we're going to miss in this last hour. And I truly believe that we're living in the last hour. We're believing when hearts, many, are going to miss that wonderful pathway. Oh, that wonderful blessing of Jesus. They're going to miss it. They're going to be deceived. The great deception's coming upon the land. Jesus talked about that in the 24th chapter of Matthew also. They asked Jesus, what should the signs of his coming be? And he says, many will be deceived. This deception's coming into the land. Are the Christians that have once known the Lord, I believe, are truly coming away from God. And that is deception. That's deception from the enemy. He's the accuser of the brethren. He comes for one reason, to kill, destroy, and steal. He wants to take everything away that God has ever had. But God will take a blessing upon his people. He that dwells in the secret place, in that space, you don't see it. You don't need to see it, but God sees it. And he's going to take care of you. His eye is on the righteous. His eye is upon the sparrow. He'll also keep you. He'll bless you. But it says the unbelieving, abominable, and all murderers, boy. You know, that murder, we need to back up a little bit there. When we hate a person so much as Christians that we don't really care what we're a murderer. And we need to reposition ourselves for the Lord because we need to start becoming overcomers. The Lord just showed me there's many, many Christians out there that hold hard feelings. And through that, they're losing their spiritual walk too. Because we cannot be a murderer. We got to be a life giver. We ought to pray for them and despitefully use us. We ought to be walking in God's holy realm. We can't do this no longer in our human realm. It has to be elevated to a place of the space. Only God knows where that space is. We have to get in that space. We don't even know how to find it. We don't know how to get out of it. That's what he did it for. Because we got to trust him to get into space. In that space, he that dwelt in the secret place of the Most High, that's that space, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It says, I will say to the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God, him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, the noiseless pestilence. You know, God is so, the glory of God is so wonderful. But going back to Noah, talks about that how Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. But you know, God, then before he actually speaks to Noah very much, he repented that he was made man. See, God cannot look upon sin. And the only way that he can look upon our sins as a sinner is through the blood of Jesus. I talked to a lady yesterday and she's fearful. And I can see why. Us mortals aren't made to be away from God. But that means we need to get a hold of God right now, because the longer we put this off, the more fearful we're going to get and the more distant we're going to get from our Father. He needs that touch in our life as Jesus needs that touch in our life, as the Holy Ghost needs a touch. The Holy Ghost is like a nurse over us. Jesus is our Savior. He's our soon coming King. But God is the one that He's over everything. His eyes are over the righteous. His ears open to cry. We need to call upon God in a very special way. See, there's no jealousy at all in God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. We don't have to worry. We need to walk in His callings. See, the pastors, they don't know everything. They don't know near as much as Brother Freedom knows, because I know how things that God's way He works. I was thinking about that today. We can go to a college, we can go to a seminary, they'll put us in the cemetery, and we're going to miss the truths of God. The Spirit reveals the Spirit of the truths of God. It says it. The Spirit is the direction. Yes. Mortals on this earth that want to live spiritually have to come under that umbrella of God that's glorious. Because he that dwelleth in a secret place shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We get to say, and we're not saying what the Spirit says. And then we're at enmity against God because we're speaking different than God's speaking. But Noah was told to go build an ark. And Noah started building an ark. And God showed me a parable yesterday that I don't, many of you have ever heard it. I don't believe. I've never heard it. But as Noah had to keep building the ark until the ark was finished, then the flood came. God works in our heart. We're not building an ark, but it is our human endeavor. See, there's unrighteousness in us. There's unbelief. There's things that's vexing, spiritual darkness, weaknesses that God wants to bring out of us, and that we might conform, that we might take on His nature. See, this time when we start struggling through life after we accept Jesus, we're supposed to start seeking for divine nature. At that time, we go and visit the Lord because our love is in tune with the Father. Come and see the glory cloud comes upon us. The Spirit of God, the illumination of God's glory comes down as all the glorious light that needs to shine to move out the dark things that's in my life, the hidden things that I don't even know. The Bible talks about the blindness that's in us. God wants to set us free that we're not blind no longer. We grow into this. We can't go out of it just overnight because it takes a while, because it would tear us down. It's so bad that He wants to keep bringing us out till we come. It's a direction that keeps following God. Pretty soon we're ready for heaven. Without this, we're not fit. Because what we'll have when we face God at that day, it'll be just this chapter of Revelation will be for us. But the fearful, the unbelieving, and abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and all sorcerers, and adulterers, and all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire that burneth forever. That's for us. Unless God can cleanse us. We're clean through the blood of Jesus, yes, but we're to grow into maturity. We're to grow into a power of God. We're to grow. We can't stop. We just can't say, well, I'm finished life. I can go down and do what I want to do. No, it says we got to keep trusting God. We got to seek Him. What is that for? Growth? It's for direction. It's for identification that you are on God's side, not the enemy's side. We need to come out from among it and be separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean, and He shall receive us. He'll be a father unto us. All God wants is our heart. He don't ask for everything. What's our heart? In our heart, there's devilish things in it. And God wants to set us free, that our desires remain on Him. The second chapter of Ephesians talks about, and ye have been quickened, who are dead in trespasses and where we once walked according to the course of the world, according to the principality of the air, the Spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. We need to realize that God, through His grace, the giving of a special gift, that God so loved the world that He gave, God gave His own, God's seed for us that we might live. After this birth goes, then we're to be endued with the power from on high, I believe it. And God also from that time on, He's not through with us yet. He wants us to grow in Him, that our desires have His nature. We put on what He loves. David said, thy word of a hidden heart, that I might not sin against thee. Too many times we ignorantly sin against God because we don't know. Well, God wants to make us know. He wants to inspire us by His calling, whom we also have our conversations in times past in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh, And I've seen that a lot of times. I've heard it. I've thought a lot of times even myself. But God wants to get rid of that desire that's driving us, that lustful desire, that hateful desire, that spirit of complacency, of thinking you know everything. We need to have the Spirit of God grow upon us and saturate us so much with His glory that we're walking in not divine health, but with divine heavenly direction. Now, I know health is really good for us, but to having the enlightenment of God's glory upon us is very powerful. It'll change you. It'll fulfill the glory upon you. Noah was really wonderful because he loved God. But Noah didn't really have what we have today. See, Noah just a man of faith. But we've got more than that now. We've got the hidden truths of the Lord Jesus Christ within us. We've got a glory that's upon us. And we have a mission to complete that no Christians hardly even know anything about, but we're to be led by the Spirit, moving upon problems. We're to not flinch when things come our way. We're to walk in uprightness, walking in His counsel, learning the ways, the truth of the Heavenly Father. God wants to be with us, upon us, in us, about us, that we might walk in victory every day that we're here. What we've done, we've destroyed part of our life. We've walked in so below for God, the calling that God's upon us, that we've missed out. That's why we're in darkness. That's exactly why we're living where we are. And there's no reverse of it now because it's taken over like a whirlwind. And that's still not given by God, but the world, through the powers of darkness, and the churches have brought this into existence. It's the living thing to walk in unbelief. You walk in just whatever you think you want. That's where they live. But that's not correctly with God. God wants us every day that our steps be ordered by Him. He delighteth in His way. He come about a call and a stranger. We're not to know or we're not to follow. Glory to God. Glory to God. You happy? God's people should be happy this day. You should be out there wherever you live. You should be on fire for God. God wants to uplift you. God wants to encourage you in this day. If you're in wherever you are, in Africa, in parts of the world, God wants to lighten you this day that you might be a blessing where you live. And you know that God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. God just wants part of your heart. And that heart, He wants to broaden you out till you start walking in His obedience. Obedience to God. And you might walk in victory. I got here a little bit fearful because I've seen everything that's crumbling. We can't allow ourselves to be fearful. That's for the unbelievers. Our hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ through the power that He gives us, through the anointing of God. The anointing which you received of Him abideth in you. You need not that any man teaches you, but as that same anointing teaches you the truth and is the life, and even as He has taught you, abide in Him. That's the Spirit of God. But God's also got a blessing upon you too, and glorious. You can't miss out if you got glory. God wants to just saturate you in His glory, that you might walk in fulfillment. He might walk in His calling. But Noah didn't know what we know. God wants us to start getting rid of the unbelief that's out of our heart. He wants to get rid of the lust that's down in our heart. And all but lie and spirits and sins, we need to get that rid of that. All these traits that we thought, well, they're just down there. No, they're to be put out of us. Moved upon by God's glory that we might be have a witness that's in heaven. And we need to start building our ark. And our ark is our spirit. Our spirit will be without guile. It's to be no envy, no strife, no weapon formed against thee shall prosper. God wants us to prosper in Him, having an attitude that God's coming through the clouds of glory, and we're here, whatever comes our way, and we're going to faithfully believe that God is greater than what we face. He's greater than what we see. We don't know this, only we have that faith in God. It has to work this way. God ain't going to show you every day, but you've got faith. Yes, it's going to transport fire and be a brighter light than you ever thought. He that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow. But the pathway of the just is a shining light that shines more and more to that most perfect day. It says He'll give His angels charge over thee, keep thee in all thy ways, and they shall bear thee up in their hand, lest thou even dash thy foot against a stone. I believe that God's hour, His last hour, He is going to even send angels your way to support you. You might say, I'm alone. Well, God's going to send angels there to help you. And so you're going to start seeing supernatural things come upon you that you can't explain, but it's God. If you live righteously before God, God's going to let that you have many blessings. You're going to see overwhelming power. You're going to see healing that you've never seen before because you're coming in God's covering. All this time we've been walking in the covering of some man, and men, the best they do is not very good. They like to build churches, but the thing about it, God remains the church. And God wants to supernaturally build a church that goes to heaven. And it doesn't have anything to do with the money. It has to do with salvation. Deals with people getting healed. People get transformed, renewed, transformed, having a new mind, a new hope, a new direction, a new calling. And this takes place daily on a schedule that God has us that we might be supernaturally touched by His mighty hand. And His hand is not short that He cannot touch us. His eyes are over the righteous. He knows exactly what you need, what I need. But the fearful and unbelieving cannot even move in the spirit realm of God. We got to come out. We got to be separate. And that's what God, this being separate, we got to be separate. A few years back when I had to come out of some places, I can see now because I was getting drained being there. Come on, shoot him up, come on. The glory cloud should be upon you. You can walk in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. It talks about that. Walk in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. It says in Ephesians, we've had a blessing spiritual, hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. But you know, our framework is so shoddy built that we need to have a re-touch from heaven all the time to get us in light with the things that's before us. See, the enemy wants to see us fail in everything that we do. But the Bible says, if God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not His only Son, but delivered Him up from us, how shall He not with Him freely give us all things? God wants us to succeed in Him. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There's blessed hope. There's strength. Come and share the glory of God. We need to be illuminated by God's glory. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich. And He adds no sorrow with it. Casting all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. Be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Those are things we need to be quick to hear the things from the Lord. And we need to forsake the things that are bad. We should seek God and forsake the things that bring us down. It's like if we was going up a river and we was trying to get up this river to really rough water and that. If we seen something there that was going to bring us down, we wouldn't want to go for that. We're going to try to go to what's going to get us up. And that's what we are spiritually. We need to seek God. We need to call upon Him. We need to have faith in Him. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We need to seek God in an everlasting way that's beyond any description. Noah had to build that ark with gopher wood, whatever the woods were. He had to be the dimension. But God's got a plan for us to be an overcomer. An overcomer puts in a place that the Bible says, for their sin, the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God, the eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, the wages. So when we, in sin, we put ourselves down to a place that we're walking as a fearful. We're walking as an unbeliever. We're walking the same as murderers, because somehow spiritually we murder people because we're not where we should be spiritually. We do all those things not knowing because we're not where we should be. God wants to be above that and walking in His calling, walking in His blessing. I was thinking about this tomorrow. I got to do a funeral. And the only thing that I can do, I say, well, I don't know, which I don't. And us as Christians, we got to, that's what it is in life. We really don't know. But when God says it, you know, you know. And I think of everyone's truth, if you're walking yourself, you really don't know. You just got a form of godliness, but denying the power of Bible search from such, turn away. We need to have a perfect encounter with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, and then you will be delivered. You'll walk in His calling. You'll walk in His direction. You'll so fulfill the fulfillment that God, that is desire that's in you to do the will of God. We must come out from this world to be separated from the iniquity and this thing of being, it's all right to do a little sin. Well, I don't, the Bible says we must come out and be separated. There's nothing sinful in God. The Bible tells me that God cannot look upon sin. Without holiness, no man shall see or please God. There's a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And if we do it within ourselves, that's what it ends up. We end up having that sentence of death. And see, we're living in a time now, the closure of this dispensation, and that's why this message is coming out. We need to walk above reproach. We need to walk in His calling, in His direction, that we might hear from heaven. His eyes over the righteous and His ears open to cry. Call on me and answer me. I'll show you great and mighty things that you know not. We need to have the supernatural call of God in our life day by day. The witness of God's Spirit there to deliver us, set us free, that we might walk in victory. And when the flood comes, we're okay. God closed the windows, the sealed that ark where Noah couldn't get out. And when we start doing the will of God, God's going to seal our life to the blessing of God. There's one thought that I'd like to read in closing. It's in 2 Peter. And knowing this first, I know it by heart, but I'm just going to. And knowing this first, then there shall come the last days scoffers walking after their own lusts. You know, that's what I see today, that there's scoffers after walking after their own lusts. They don't really care as long as they don't want God's Spirit to move. They do anything. I see it in full gospel businessmen. I see it in churches. They just want to. It's satanic because they're coming against anything that moves of God. And saying, where is the promise that is coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were in the beginning of creation. That's what they're saying. But, you know, that is ignorant. What they're saying is ignorant because the promise, we live on God's promises. His promises, we have faith in those promises. They're going to come to pass. And they said all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. They don't know. See, we know. And we have that ability to see these type of people we don't want to be partakers of their leadership. For this they willingly are ignorant of, by the word of God, the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water, and standing in the water, whereby the world that was over being overflowed with water perished. So that's what happened to Noah. But the heavens and earth, which are now, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved under the fire against the day of judgment and a petition of ungodly men. God's got a judgment that's coming upon this earth, because this earth's going to be on fire. The last time, it happened through water. But it's not going to be that way this time. There's going to be a hail of fire that's going to come down and burn up this ungodly sin that's in this land. It says he's going to cleanse it. God's going to do this mightily. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that is with the Lord 1,000 years, and 1,000 years, and 1,000 years a day. See, God is not slack concerned, and let's go down to the next verse. God is not slack concerned his promises, as some men count slackness, but as long as left in us, we're not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. What's holding God back? I believe that God wants to give every person on earth a chance. God wants to give you another chance. You better take that chance, because he's here. He's calling, saying, my child, I'm here. Seek me, and I'll take you. I don't want you to go in everlasting destruction without me. I want you to make heaven. You know, I'd rather be in the lowest part of heaven. If I just get in, it's part of me. I mean, I'm not... heaven is going to be wonderful. But if we miss it, we miss the best offer that's ever been. But the Lord is not slack concerning his promises. Some men count slackness. But as long as suffering us, we're not willing that any should perish, but all should come to heaven. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall burn up with a fervent heat, and the works that are in shall be burned up. All these things is going to come to pass. It's going to come. It's going to happen. And God has a direction to save us. And that direction is coming in as Noah got in the ark for us to come in to cleanse our... He always asks them, we have a clean heart. And our heart has to be come out as pure holiness. I believe it. God wants us to work on this, who we might walk in victory in him. Seeing that these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought you to be? What manner of person ought you to be? In whole, holy conversation and godliness. Looking for the hastening and the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens be on fire and shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heaven. That's us. We look for a new heaven where dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing these things, look that you might diligent, that you might be found of him in peace. God wants to have a peaceful heart, without spot and blameless, without blame. When we stand before God in that day, God's saying, my people right now, I worked out your salvation because I want you to be blameless. We've so long, we just hid behind Jesus, but God wants to be a little bit, I believe, a little higher than that. We, when we were sinners, God wanted to get us saved. We had to, Jesus paid in full that we might be saved. But I believe this is about talking about past that. God wants us to come out from among this evil generation and be holy. Present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is a reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. That's Romans the 12th chapter, first and second verse. We need to give our bodies as a living sacrifice. That don't mean a sinful sacrifice. We're to grow to a place of accountability. And that time is very close. We're going to be held accountable of our life. It's a shame that many, many teachers have taught the younger people so much, they're not going to be ready because they've never been taught. There's been a great falling away. I know what the Bible says, there's going to be a great falling away, because there is. People don't know. That lady that I talked to yesterday, it's terrible. I mean, people haven't got a clue. That's terrible. My heart goes out for these people. I had a man here the other day. He wanted me to pray for him, but I did. But what he's so happy about is because God blessed his financial part. Well, that's the way a lot of people are. If they're getting financial, it's okay. Everything else will go down the tube. But God is more concerned about our standard with him, where we're living. Our living should be above any controversy of any people. There should be no schisms in our life, no blotches, no disappointments. We should be above where we're living. That we live in that section of not knowing. God puts us in that secret place. Is walking in his calling, his leadership. And I believe we need to re-examine our lives that we might walk above reproach, that our lives will be a vessel of praise, a vessel of honor. Lord, we just thank you for this day. We pray for the healing power of God. I pray right now that those people that are vexed by wrong spirit, set them free this night and this day in Jesus' name. For those who are having going through trouble, I pray that, Father, in the name of Jesus, you come against the adversary. You set them free. Deliver them this day in Jesus' name. I pray for the healing power of God to be upon those this day. Illuminate them and a greater glory, and the glory cloud of God will be upon them. Set them free in the mighty name of Jesus. I know that there are very few churches that preach anything this day, and I just, we got to really, our people are really doing wonderful what they're living in, but it's not, they're not living in, they're living just like that dream was. They're living down below the level, the dream that God gave me. And we gotta come out of that, and we gotta get where that dream was at. We gotta come out of that fell. We gotta come into a place of higher calling and the direction from heaven. The eyes are over the righteous. His ears over the cry. He don't say anything about the world. He says his eyes are over the righteous. His ears are over the cry. But the world, he cannot look upon the world. We need to be separated. We now have the holy calling, a blessed hope, a glorious spirit, a great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who came to redeem us, to set us free on fire from heaven, that we might walk as being a blessing. Oh, come and see that we, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for that one out there that's struggling to stay. Set them free. Oh, for those that's walking in 50 years ago and walking in sin, I pray that you'll bring them out of that degradation. Bring them out of that sin. Just because their church doesn't care no more, Father, I pray that you'll put a driving desire in their heart that they want to serve you. They want to live for you this day. I pray in Jesus' name. Touch them. Set them free. Illuminate your glory upon them. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. If you're out there, if you want to hear anything more, call in and I'll pray more for you. God bless you in Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen, amen. God bless.
Father, we just thank you for what's happening here this afternoon. It's so authentic. Lord, I wouldn't know where I could go to find anything like this. I've been to revival meetings and I couldn't get this kind of wonderful food from heaven. Lord, let the people hear it and listen again and again in Jesus' name. Amen.
God really comes down to them. God came down today, Brother Clint. Oh, come and see.